105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Planning her daughter's funeral may have just been too much for actress Debbie Reynolds to bear. One day after the death of Carrie Fisher, Reynolds has died as well.
We heard that Debbie Reynolds had been rushed to the hospital yesterday after complaining of some sort of breathing difficulties, and then her son, Todd, issuing a statement. Todd, of course, would be Carrie Fisher's brother as well, and he said, "My mother passed away a short time ago. She spoke to me this morning and said she missed Carrie, and she is with Carrie now."
Correspondent Paul Verkam, and Debbie Reynolds was 84. New this morning, a sheriff's deputy from Maryland's Eastern Shore is in critical condition at this hour after being shot by a suspect last night. It happened when the Queen Anne's County sheriff's deputy was responding to a domestic disturbance call in Chestertown. A man shot him with a shotgun before being wounded himself by police gunfire. No word on the suspect's condition. Police departments across the Washington region are hoping for a more peaceful 2017 after what some have had to endure this year.
In just a three-week span in February and March, we had two tragic deaths. The first...
Hard to describe how heartbreaking it is. First day on the job.
A day after Prince William County Officer Ashley Gwinden was sworn in, she was shot and killed. Then on March 13th in Prince George's County.
The community needs to know that one of your defenders has been lost.
Police Chief Hank Stawinski mourned Officer Ja'Kai Colson, killed outside his own station.
It doesn't make any sense.
In Baltimore.
We've all bore witness to an inherent bias, a direct result of when police police themselves.
State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby dropped all remaining Freddie Gray related cases after failing to secure a conviction. The 10-year tenure of D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier ended.
This city gave me an opportunity when many would not have.
And she took a job with the NFL. And the legacy of Montgomery County Officer Noah Liotta cemented Noah's Law, something his father Rich fought for months. Means every convicted drunk driver in Maryland has to install an ignition interlock.
Noah will always be on patrol.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Uber has suspended one of its D.C. drivers who's accused of driving away with a woman's 2-year-old son still inside the car. The driver apparently was unaware. The mom, 30-year-old Adrian Douglas, had been left behind. Police had to chase the car down. The child was unharmed, and Uber says the driver's behavior did not appear to be malicious, but he's been suspended while they investigate. Following the arrests of 9 people in Northern Virginia, all accused of trying to help ISIS, there are now a lot of questions about how they were able to go undetected.
They were members of the military, college students, bankers, and even a Starbucks barista, all seemingly normal members of the community, but had a huge secret. They were plotting attacks against this country while living in Northern Virginia.
Out of the 9 that were arrested, the majority of them were U.S. citizens. There were some from Sudan, Iran, and the Sierra Leone.
Kathy Henners with the website DailyRollCall.com says they had traveled to Africa, Libya, and Turkey for training.
You know, we need to take ISIS at their word and be a little more measured with how we conduct our vetting process.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Waldorf man accused of setting his house on fire while his wife and her children were inside has now been arrested in North Carolina. Investigators say after an argument with his wife, 40-year-old Eric White set the house on fire. Nobody was hurt, but the fire caused $35,000 in damage. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,834, the Nasdaq at 54,39. Sports, the Wizards beat Indiana. College basketball, Virginia upsets Louisville. Virginia Tech wins, Georgetown loses. NHL, the Caps host New Jersey tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saluting those who serve.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Kenneth Mitchell with 304th Seams. Over here in Piontech, Korea, I want to wish you happy holidays and tell my family I love them back in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Saluting those who serve. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus 2 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. 3 TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and 2 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. ValleyGuns2, that's the number 2.com.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube signature service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, in the district, there is an accident. Constitution Avenue at Pennsylvania Avenue. Police on the scene. Gordon Boulevard at 95 in Woodbridge. We still have ongoing police activity due to a hazmat situation. Traffic getting by now, though. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, bumper to bumper. It's an 18-minute trip. 95 southbound from the Route 32 area to the Beltway, more like 23. That's about 13 minutes more than it should normally take you. And Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, a 7-minute commute. No mass transit issues at the moment. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories west and north with mainly a cold rain here this morning. It'll be tapering off and we'll get a little sun this afternoon. Temperatures make it near or above 50 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Centerville, 39 in Waldorf, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. President Obama designates two new national monuments. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Joe Concha, the media reporter for The Hill, will talk about President-elect Donald Trump and what might be in store for him with the White House press corps. 8:05, Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard to reflect on yesterday's remarkable and infuriating speech by Secretary of State John Kerry regarding the state of Israel. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor. Brian Wilson is on vacation. And joining us right now is Rod Wheeler. He is a D.C. homicide detective, former homicide detective, and a criminal analyst for Fox News Channel. Hey, Rod, how are you?
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you.
I, of course, want to be clear with my modifier to the noun analyst. You are not, in fact, a criminal who serves as an analyst. You are an analyst who analyzes issues regarding crime.
That's right.
Good. I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Rod, so many troubling stories in the news this week after Christmas regarding crime in America. I want to start for, I want to get to the Chicago story in a minute and, right. And what I believe is a continued increase in inner city and urban crime and what might be able to be done about that. But these brawls at these malls, teenagers, going alphabetically here, Atlanta, Georgia, Aurora, Illinois, Beechwood, Ohio, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Denver, Colorado, East Garden City, New York, Elizabeth, New Jersey, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Rod, I'm only at the F's. What is this all about? And I looked back over the last couple of years. This has become kind of a holiday tradition between Christmas and New Year's, teenagers gathering at malls, crowded areas, and just starting these fights. What's going on?
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing, Larry. When you look at all of these situations occurring across the country at these malls, what you have to do is start looking at what's driving them. And who are these individuals that's involved with this? Now, some of the listeners may not want to hear this, but what I do is take a very close look at the individuals that's actually involved in the brawls. And who are these kids? Primarily, they're African-American young teenagers and Latino teenagers. Now, you may say, well, why is that important? Because you have to say to yourself, what's driving them to act this way or behave this way out in public and at places like shopping malls? Well, you know, you kind of touched on Chicago a little bit. And here's what's going to startle some people. Believe it or not, what we see at the mall, I think, is an extension of what we see in parts of Chicago, but on a lesser scale.
Ah, okay.
The same individuals, though, that you see in the malls are the same young people that are really just misguided, come from a serious breakdown in the family at home, no guidance in the home, no parents in the home, or the parent, one parent, the mother usually is working, no father in the home. And that's what's driving this. So until we turn this situation around. And I think think what's going to turn it around is economic incentives. When people can have things to do, such as jobs and things of that nature, then I think that will take them out of this culture, what I call a revolving door of hopelessness.
But, you know, Rod, and I hear that, and I certainly believe that the dire economic conditions in our inner cities, especially with African-American youth being facing unprecedented unemployment, that's a big part of it. But, you know, there are other parts of this country where poverty is a major issue, and they don't see this kind of crime. You know, you look at Appalachia, you look at parts of the South, you look at other areas in our country that have not seen the economic revival that we were promised 8 years ago. They're not murdering each other. What's the different element here? Is it criminal gangs? Is that what's happening in the cities?
Well, again, gangs, that does play a significant role in this, especially in the city of Chicago. Now, real quickly, here's why I say that, because in the city of Chicago, if you look at the victims and you look at the suspects, the people that are killing each other in that city, do you know that over 60% of those individuals comes from homes in which there's no father in the home?
Wow.
There's only a mother. Now, this is significant. This is really getting down to the bare bones of what's driving this. Now, you make a very good point about certain parts of the country that has experienced economic decline, but you don't see the murders. But you know what you also don't see in those parts of the country? You don't see significant segregation amongst the population. These are areas where you do have a more diverse population. Yes, it is economically declined, but you have a more diverse population. There was a professor from Princeton University who wrote a book, The Great American Cities. And in that book, he said what drives a lot of this crime in cities like Chicago and some of these other urban areas is extreme segregation coupled with significant disadvantage poverty situations in these communities.
So looking here at home, here in Washington, D.C., I mean, there is a little bit of a self-segregation that has occurred over the many decades. And let's be clear, back in the bad old days before the civil rights era, there was very real segregation here. But since those laws eliminated segregation, at least by government fiat, we do see a certain balkanization in communities. You know, you think, well, Southeast D.C., that's going to be predominantly African-American. Certain parts of Prince George's County, the same situation compared to other parts of D.C. We hear gentrification of certain neighborhoods is a bad thing, but in a way, based on what you just said, will the gentrification of those areas and the commingling and desegregation through economic incentives actually help the crime problem? And is that something we should be focusing on areas like Southeast D.C.?
You are exactly correct, and that is what's going to turn the situation around. What will turn the Chicago situation around, what will turn these kids that seem to be unruly around is the economic situation. If you provide jobs, real quickly, I went to a meeting last week in Baltimore. It was a group called Baltimore 1000. This group originated out of Ferguson, Missouri, Ferguson 1000. And what they do, this is a group that Ray Lewis talked to President-elect Trump about. They're going to bring thousands of jobs to these inner city communities because their belief, and I agree with them, is that if you provide jobs and good educational training and incentives, then that will have a specific and a significant impact on the crime in these communities. We're going to bring that to D.C. as well and to parts of Prince George's County.
It almost sounds to me like you're saying, Rod Wheeler, that to help the major problems of urban crime and the shootings that we're seeing in cities like Chicago and Baltimore, it's not going to be a task for Attorney General Jeff Sessions, but it's going to be more reliant on someone like HUD Secretary Ben Carson.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not a police, you know, and I wish people would really get this, and I know we don't have a lot of time. This isn't a real police issue. Yes, we do have crime. Yes, we have knuckleheads running around that needs to be locked up. But what we see for the majority of these situations in these cities, Larry, the police can't solve it. All we do is go from crime to crime to crime. What's going to solve it are strong policies, and I really believe that President-elect Trump is going to make a difference. If people will just give him a chance, they will see the economically the country is going to come back. People will get jobs, education, training will be there, and I honestly believe we're going to be able to turn the situation around.
So you're not going to be out there marching with Reverend Al Sharpton the week before the inauguration.
You know, the Al Sharpton. Sharpton days are over. I hate to say it, and I know some listeners may not like to hear that. The Al Sharpton days are over. We need to move forward, Larry, and moving forward means economically, motivating yourself, parenting, raising your children. You know, those are the kind of things that's going to move us forward. Marching and protesting, that's not going to solve anything and hasn't solved anything in the past 8 years, and that's why, you know, I think it's time to make a change.
All right, Rod Wheeler, thanks for joining us, and I hope you're right. The problem is those kind of cultural improvements and cultural shifts that need to occur in many of these communities, that's a long timeline. You know, that doesn't happen within a 4-year or 8-year presidency, and I hope the American people and the politicians here in D.C. have the patience to stick to it.
Absolutely.
Hopefully voices like yours promoting it would go a long way in helping that through. Thanks, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry.
Happy New Year, Rod.
Same to you, Larry.
Looking forward to talking to you more in the new year. It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, in Washington, we do have an accident. Constitution Avenue of Pennsylvania Avenue, the Beltway's outer loop, the on-ramp from the George Washington Parkway. There's an accident. It is on the shoulder. Police are on the scene. Southbound 95, slow going from Route 32 down to the Beltway. It is a 23-minute commute. That's about 13 minutes more than it should take you. 95 southbound past 198. There's a crash. It's on the shoulder. And Route 50 westbound, as you come up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a crash with police there as well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to still have some rain out there on your morning commute, and if you live in north and west of the city, you're probably getting some snow, wintry mix in there. But nothing's going to stick. Don't worry. The sun's going to come out this afternoon. High of 52 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 35, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with gusty winds developing tomorrow. Tomorrow's high is 41 degrees. Right now, it's 40 degrees in the nation's capital. 7:16 on WMAL.
Doing your year-end tax planning now could have an enormous impact on whether or not you write a check to the IRS. For a free strategy session with the experts at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, call 301-924-2160 or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
The golden years, you know, you hit 60 and over, you start thinking about retirement, you start thinking about downsizing with your husband or wife, you're going to get a smaller place, you're going to travel more, you're going to be able to, you know, really enjoy your golden years. And there's some great things about that. You go out more often, you try new things, but apparently, according to a new study, there's one other benefit of reaching the age of 60. Right. There's a new study that definitively now says that sex. Sorry, I choked up on that. Sex gets. Can I say it one more time? Jeez, how many times can I say it? Making whoopee, getting busy, marital relations is better the older you get. In fact, demographically, you break down certain age groups, and those who are 60 years old and older are actually having a much better time when they're having a good time than the rest of us. And I want to hear from you if that is true. Don't give us any gory details. But has this been your experience? If you're in, a couple of you might be 60 or over, but it doesn't have to be that. Listen, if you're in your 60s and you're having a final time, that's great. And I do want to hear from you, reflect on that. But in general, you know, if you're in your 40s right now and you look at your love life and your physical love life, is it better now than it was in your 20s? As you get older, does your physical expression of love improve for you? And by the way, by you, are you a better lover than you were when you were younger? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let me tell you a little bit about, and by the way, usually when I ask a question, I always give my answer to the question. You're not going to be getting that. Sorry, not this time. I don't want anything I say to come back to haunt me. There's way too many people involved. Wait, let me clarify what I just said. Not way too many people involved, you know, on a night by night basis in the same room. What I'm saying is I have a history, a long history of very... Oh, see, now I'm... I don't want to go there either. It's not a long history. There's not a whole lot of people. I haven't had a lot of experience. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not going to share my story. Any of my stories or experiences, because I'm not anonymous, but you could call in and be anonymous, and no animals will be hurt in the making of this film. Here's what the study says, if I can delicately move on. Older lovers put more thought and effort into sex. And now yes, it's true that when you get older, you have a drop-off in your libido. But apparently, you also have more focus. Even though you lose libido, you lose certain elements of drive or interest. When you do have interest, when you do, you know, get to step up and have an at-bat at the plate, as it were, you focus more on quality over quantity. So yes, if you're older, you don't necessarily have as frequent opportunity to express yourself physically in the bedroom. You don't have as many at-bats, but your slugging percentage, apparently, is greatly improved as you get older. So, you know, you might not be doing as well in the hits and RBIs department, but you know that's a volume based statistic. When you're looking at the batting average, when you're looking at the, you know, maybe you're not getting the same wins and losses and strikeouts, but your ERA is vastly improved. This is a analyzed data on 6,000 people aged 20 to 93. Based on survey questions, and they spanned the course of 10 years, in fact, these surveys. And it says that as you get older, you are much more satisfied, and by the way, you are more satisfying. You provide more pleasure as you get older, because when you have that at-bat, as I alluded to, you make the most of it, and you spend your time, and you spend your focus, and frankly, you know what you're doing. Jeff in Poolsville, does this mesh with your experience? You are on WMAL.
It really does, Larry, because the older you get, the more you appreciate every moment you get with that person that is so special to you.
Uh-huh. And so does that mean you sort of take your time more? Again, like this says, it focuses on quality versus quantity in this report.
You take the time to learn that person much better. In my case, I've been separated for 3 years and met a person, and you just know them better and what they want and what you want together, and it's fantastic.
So, you know, Jeff, hang on there. I want to continue this conversation with you in a moment. I have a couple of questions about this, especially considering the fact that, let's face it, when we're older, none of us have the same physical abilities that we had when we were 20 years old. So if we could give advice to a 20-year-old right now, I want to hear from Jeff and you, 888-630-9625. Knowing what you know now in the romantic department, what would you tell a 20-year-old who actually has the benefit of having the great physical capabilities that they have? 888-630-WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Better slugging percentage. It's a very important statistic. Hey, you got a flex spending account? Don't let that money go to waste. You have to use it up, well, basically by the end of this week, right? Or you're going to lose it. So I'm urging you to schedule a virtual physical or heart scan. The heart scan right now is offered over at Virtual Physical for $199. I bet you've got that left in your Flex Health account right now, and that money's going to go to waste. So get this amazing technology going for you. It can literally save your life or the life of a loved one. The scans can spot small tumors, blockages, aneurysms long before you feel any symptoms. I've had mine. I can tell you they are quick, painless, and affordable. Give them a call right now, 301-984-9009. Schedule your appointment right now. I mean, you're running out of time here. Not a day goes by when the doctors of Virtual Physical don't make a positive difference in someone's life. Call 301-984-9009. This is the call that could save your life. $199 hard scan that can save your life, and you're using your Flex spending account. That's a no-brainer. Virtualphysical.com.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
7:25, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, I'm hiding right here behind my traffic report. We'll start with a look at the district. We have an accident, Constitution Avenue at Pennsylvania Avenue. Police are on the scene. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It is an 8-minute commute. It should normally take you about 4. An accident on the outer loop of the Beltway, the on-ramp from the George Washington Parkway. It is on the shoulder. Westbound Route 50 approaching the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We have a crash there as well. No mass transit issues. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties. Named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories west and north with mainly a cold rain here this morning. It'll be tapering off and we'll get a little sun this afternoon. Temperatures make it near or above 50 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees at 7:26.
Another season, another reason for making whoopee.
Brand new study shows that if you're making whoopee, you're making whoopee. If you get older, if you're younger, it's, whoopee. Jeff in Poolsville confirms this. He says the older you get, the better it gets. You focus on quality over quantity. Okay, so Jeff, here's the deal, though. As you get older, it's just a reality that you don't have the same physical capabilities. So if you could talk to your 20-year-old self right now, Jeff, and any other 20-year-old who's listening, what would you tell them? What are they doing wrong, and how can it be better?
Oh, wow. The 20-year-olds are looking at volume as, quantity as opposed to quality.
Yeah.
And when you get older, you really start to appreciate everything that comes into your life, and you value that, and it's so special to you.
And your partner, your wife, I'm assuming, would confirm this.
Well, the person I met, yes, she has 6 children, and she's the love of my life. And I value every minute I spend with her and her children.
Wouldn't you agree? Jeff, thank you for the call and sharing it. And also, I'll add one other thing to this that's missing from this report. You know, it's all very physical and clinical. And, okay, here's the other thing. As you grow older with someone, you love them even more, and you understand love more. You understand the emotions that you're feeling. And I think that the emotions, the love, the actual love, makes the physical expression even that much better. And that's what's missing for a lot of young people. It's 7:28.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. He needed team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention, Oriental rug lovers. Pooshan World of Rugs' remaining inventory of fine hand-knotted rugs will be auctioned on Sunday, January 1st at 3 p.m. and on Monday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. No reserve on many pieces. Preview daily from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. and 2 hours prior to auction. Free hors d'oeuvres and drinks served during the auction. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane in North Bethesda. Call 301-770-RUGS. That's 301-770-7847.
Coming up, what will Donald Trump's relationship be with the media? Will it be better than Obama's? You might be surprised at the answer. We'll ask Joe Concha. He's the media reporter on The Hill. Coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Just a day after the death of actress Carrie Fisher, her mother, actress Debbie Reynolds, has died as well.
Hollywood is floored and just devastated. And what happened was Todd Fisher telling CNN, he's the son of Debbie Reynolds, that his mother was having breathing problems, that they were planning the funeral. She was raced to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, where she passed away at the age of 84. He said earlier in the day, she said that she missed Carrie. And now she is with Carrie.
Correspondent Paul Verkammen. A sheriff's deputy from Maryland's Eastern Shore remains in critical condition this hour after being shot by a suspect last night. Queen Anne's County Sheriff's Deputy Warren Scott Hogan is out of surgery. It all happened last night when Hogan was responding to a domestic call in Chestertown. A man shot him with a shotgun. Hogan shot back. No word on the suspect's condition. New this morning, the Syrian military says it's agreed to a nationwide ceasefire starting at midnight. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia and Turkey will guarantee that truce. A Russian military official says analysis of the black boxes from the plane that crashed the other day in the Black Sea finds no indication of an explosion. However, he stopped short of saying terrorism was not the cause of the plane crash. A man who ran a red light in D.C. causing a crash that killed his passenger has now been charged with second-degree murder. The accident happened October 12th at Suitland Parkway and Stanton Road. 26-year-old Lawrence Dukes ran a red light and hit a bus, killing his passenger, 19-year-old Tyre Donald Bailey. Virginians will get a chance to weigh in on Governor Terry McAuliffe's proposed budget amendments next week. Two General Assembly committees will hold a series of public hearings next Wednesday, including one in Fairfax County. One of McAuliffe's budget proposals is to cut state funding for public universities and colleges. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,834, the Nasdaq at 54,39. Sports John Wall has a season-high 36 points as the Wizards beat the Pacers. College basketball, Virginia and Virginia Tech win, Georgetown loses. Hockey, the Caps host the Devils tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years' experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum displays
display celebrates Glock's 30th anniversary with rare and unusual Glocks, including those used by Mel Gibson, the FBI, the Atlanta Olympics, and more. Don't miss the Bigger, Better Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com. That's cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com.
One day your portfolio is up the equivalent of a new luxury car, and the next thing you know, you've given it all back. How can you prepare yourself for these turbulent times? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients, and we'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
You're like a kid at Christmas who can't sleep, except it's that timeshare that keeps you up at night. Expenses that are as welcome as Aunt Virginia's holiday fruitcake flambé thingy.
Oh, my God.
And to make things worse, your annual maintenance fees. That lump of coal with your name on it that comes every year at this time? Well, happy freaking holidays. Ah, but joy is just a click away thanks to TimeshareExitTeam.com. A safe, legitimate exit from your timeshare guaranteed. You're welcome. Now, go get some sleep.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, Constitution Avenue Northwest at Pennsylvania Avenue. We do have a crash. Police are on the scene. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. A slow go. It's an 8-minute commute. Should only take you about 5. 95 southbound past 198. An accident on the shoulder. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue. A 7-minute trip. It should take you about 4. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the I-270 spur just jammed up. 18 minutes our travel time. The outer loop of the Beltway, the on-ramp from the George Washington Parkway, we do have a crash on the shoulder. No mass transit issues right now. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather and a wet morning coming in as the mild air will win out. West and north winter weather advisories. Any rain around here, the district this morning will end. Breaks the sun later. Gusty winds 52. Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Gainesville, 37 in Damascus, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, we'll check in with Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard. He's got some very, very critical things to say of John Kerry's speech yesterday about Israel. And we will take your calls in reaction to that as well. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN as we round out our broadcast year here of 2016. I am Larry O'Connor, and Brian Wilson is on vacation.
I'm going to continue to attack the press. Look, I find the press to be extremely dishonest. I find the political press to be unbelievably dishonest. I will say that.
That's your next president of the United States. So if that's his position on the press, what's it going to be like to be in the press room there, the White House briefing room, under President Trump? What will the media have to deal with here? We're going to talk to Joe Concha now. He is the media reporter over at The Hill. And, well, Joe, you're a reporter. So if you hear that the subject that you're going to be covering for the next 4 years thinks that you are dishonest and the most dishonest as a member of the political press, well, how do you approach your job on a day-to-day basis?
I don't change a thing, Larry, to be honest with you. I mean, let's put it this way. Let's say Hillary Clinton had won, as every pundit, every pollster said would happen. How do you think she views the press? Because I have a feeling it's the same exact way. Trump just has no filter, so he says it. But I would think that most politicians are very wary of the press, particularly the political press. It's more about clicks now. It's more about ratings. It's more about generating sensationalism and making things go viral. and being first instead of accurate. So I think that most politicians, most public figures probably have a disdain for the press. Most of the American people do. Trump just happens to say it, and he says it without a filter, and he says it without apology.
When you think about the political press here in Washington, D.C., it's almost like they have two goals on a daily basis. One of them is really not part of their job, and that is to be liked, to be popular, to be invited to the right parties, and to be thought of being on the right side of things politically. The other job that they've got, it really is what they're paid to do, which is to get information, report the information, get access to politicians. For the latter there, I would think that a President Trump would be a godsend. He's been so open, so accessible, and has given them so much to write about compared to Barack Obama.
Well, how do you mean by accessible? Because it doesn't mean via press conferences. He's nearly approaching 150 days on that front.
True, in terms of your traditional press conference, but certainly we saw during the campaign, I mean, nothing stops him from picking up the phone and just calling directly into a television show and doing a lengthy interview. And also, I mean, no, he hasn't done a formal press conference, but he certainly, during the campaign, would stop and give reporters bits and pieces as he went on. And again, you said he's unfiltered. He gives you great quotes.
Yeah, I wonder if that will continue, that scenario that you laid out that was very apparent until maybe July before the election. Yes, he would call into every show, and every show loved to have him because he was a ratings magnet like we've never seen before. But towards the end of the general campaign, he basically only did interviews on Fox News and Fox Business. And all the other shows, whether it be CNN, whether it be ABC This Week or CBS This Morning, he avoided.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's going to continue. Maybe at that point he felt he needed them more than they needed him. But now he definitely knows that the media needs him more than they need. How am I trying to put this?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say that he has the leverage now, and it's going to totally be on his terms in terms of when he does interviews, which I don't think will happen terribly often, and press conferences, which may not happen very often as well.
What about the team he's assembled? Sean Spicer has a pretty good relationship with the media in this town, a long relationship. He's been with the RNC since before the presidential election of 2012, and certainly I would think compared to Josh Earnest, he's seen as a more straightforward, straight shooter kind of, I'll tell you the way it is and not just spin you kind of guy.
I was surprised, Larry, to be honest with you, that the press secretary sweepstakes went on as long as it did. I always thought Spicer was the best choice and basically the only choice. And we're hearing, you know, Laura Ingraham from Fox or Kimberly Guilfoyle from Fox, and they're fine. But Spicer, that always should have been his job. So, yeah, I think that he'll be obviously doing daily press briefings. I don't think that's really an issue. I heard that was going to be, well, maybe those are going to be ditched and then no one's going to do them anymore. No, of course he is. And straight shooters, when you become White House press secretary, that tends to change. You have to. I think it's the hardest white collar job in America, honestly. And with Donald Trump, when you have to defend every tweet, you may be walking at a podium with the perfect plan, and Trump tweets something out 3 minutes before you go on that you barely even been briefed on, and you have to defend it. So, Godspeed, Sean Spicer. It's going to be the toughest job you have ever had.
You know, I know you're based out of New York, and you report on the media in a great way, by the way, Joe Concha. I love the way you cover the media, and you cover it the way we're all experiencing the media. You're not inside the media necessarily. You're covering it as an observer, just like we are all observers as we're watching it on television. But being down here in D.C., sometimes I get to go to events. And one of the unspoken little secrets down here is that the media, the press corps, even though they agree with Barack Obama and love his politics, they've actually had a pretty hostile relationship with this White House press apparatus, from the conflicts over the exclusive photographer of the White House and not giving pool photographers access to the president and to White House events, to some of the more troublesome aspects of tapping the phone lines of AP reporters and James Rosen through the Justice Department. Is it true, from your observations, that the media actually, on a working basis, doesn't really like this president?
No, that's absolutely true. They don't voice it as much as they do with the apocalyptic
prognostications as far as Donald Trump, like, oh boy, the press is going to be in trouble, and what about our First Amendment rights?
Yes.
But here's the thing. Barack Obama set the record pretty much into his seventh year, so he had a full year before he had even had to set this record of most rejected FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act requests, than any other president. He has not been transparent. What he did with James Rosen was beyond despicable as far as spying on him. Not only him, but his parents, and hacking the email. Not him personally, but his Justice Department, obviously.
And Cheryl Atkinson. And I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, and you just didn't hear about it quite as much. I always love to do the parallel universe type of close your eyes and think of it this way. What if Donald Trump had done that to a CNN reporter, his Justice Department, and hacked emails and basically spied on him, or with AP, as you mentioned, just as bad. So, Barack Obama leaves beloved, but secretly people are saying, he wasn't the greatest guy to work with, and certainly not like a Bill Clinton, that's for sure.
All right, well, it's going to be interesting to watch, and it'll be interesting to watch you watching it, Joe Concha, over at The Hill. I appreciate you joining us and giving us a bit of a preview in what I think is going to be one of the more fascinating dynamics of this new administration, the relationship between President Trump and the media. Joe,
thanks for the kind words, by the way. I mean, obviously that Boone Strawberry Ale that I sent down there, somebody got it, and I appreciate it.
And we're ready for our next shipment. You know what? We're not supposed to joke about such things on the radio. There are laws. So, kidding.
Trust me, Boone Strawberry Ale is anything but a bribery.
Just kidding.
I'm kidding. It's a wonderful wine. I shouldn't say that about those folks. And the fact that it comes in a box is even better.
Happy New Year, Mr. Concha.
All right. You too, sir.
744 on WMA.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Larry. Constitution Avenue Northwest, Pennsylvania Avenue. We have an accident with police still on the scene. It's been there for a while. The outer loop of the Beltway, the on-ramp from the George Washington Parkway, there's a crash. It's on the left shoulder. Police there as well. 95 southbound from Route 32 to the Capitol Beltway is very slow. It's a 23-minute trip, bumper to bumper. 95 southbound past 198. We have a crash on the right shoulder. And in Woodbridge, still ongoing police activity on Gordon Boulevard at 95. The cleanup of some hazardous material still in progress. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
It's a liquid event this morning, seeing the rain around off to the west and north, some winter weather and winter weather advisories. So if you are from a line from basically Harrisonburg through Front Royal and Hagerstown, it points just to the east of that up near Frederick in Maryland, there is a chance you may see some snow or sleet. Other than that, it's rain here closer in, some sun this afternoon, some gusty winds, 52. Tonight, clear 35 and windy. Wind developing again tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 40 degrees, 747 on WMAL. The progressive movement in America is just beside themselves at the idea of Donald Trump being president. Of course, honestly, they would have been beside themselves with Hillary Clinton as president, because anything short of Bernie Sanders or Raul Castro is not nearly left enough for them. And as they look toward 2017 and begin their political strategy in opposing President-elect Trump at every turn, they've come up with a uniquely ununique derivative idea. Honestly, they haven't had an original idea, the American left, really since they just haven't had an original idea. I mean, even their economic system they stole from Karl Marx and Joseph Stalin. So get this. They've now announced, according to Leon Wolf at The Blaze, that they're going to come up with their own Tea Party. That's right, the progressive left Tea Party led by Bernie Sanders. Now, as Leon writes, unlike the anti-Obama Tea Party, which did not have an identifiable single leader, the progressive movement plans to rally around the socialist from Vermont. Progressives have attempted to replicate the political success of the Tea Party before. You remember the Occupy Wall Street movement, right? But the Tea Party effort was grassroots. It truly was organic. And even though they didn't have a unifying figure to rally around, proactively, they certainly had a unifying figure to oppose, and that was Barack Obama. So I wonder if you think this will even be successful if there is a message other than Donald Trump is wrong about everything. You know, I remember watching the Tea Party grow and flourish in 2009 and 2010, and it all started with the stimulus package. See, Barack Obama walked in and decided, even after the trillion-dollar bailout of the banks that happened under George Bush, which really angered many conservatives in America, that then he was going to help our economy, and I'm using Chris Plant's quotation marks with my fingers, help the economy by throwing another $1 trillion of deficit spending into the mix in the stimulus. And that's when things started to get very active with the Tea Party. But the sentiment was already there under George Bush. That's what people forget, that these libertarian-minded, small government-minded, taxed enough already conservatives, grassroots Americans, were already angry and mobilized after the Medicare expansion under George Bush and after the TARP bailout. So they were ready to go. I don't know if the Democrats necessarily or the progressive left necessarily will be able to be as mobilized. And let's face it, when they start protesting, it gets ugly. We've seen it before. So we'll see. I wonder what they're going to call themselves. If we were the Tea Party, I guess they'll be the Latte Party. It's 7:49.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say will improve the quality of your life. Snoring is a serious matter. If you have ignored your snoring problem, or if you have a loved one that has accepted snoring as a way of life, I want to help you stop snoring. You know, here we are again at the holidays. What's the perfect gift? Well, the perfect gift actually is a Zpa. Zpa is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. Go to Zpa.com and order now. Zyppah.com. That's Zpa. It's happy Z spelled backwards. Listen, I'm a big believer on trust. You have to believe and trust in the product. Zpa is a revolutionary oral appliance. You have nothing to lose because we back every Zpa appliance with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Go to Zpa.com and order now. Zyppah.com. Zpa will conquer your snoring problems and allow you or your loved one to finally get a good night's sleep. Zyppah.com.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-800-USA-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-800-USA-MATH. 1-800-872-6284.
A lot of interesting stuff happens on Wall Street this final week of the year. And I find myself thinking, gee, I wonder if Landon Dowdy at the CNBC news desk can help me.
Well, Landon is not here, but Kate Rogers is. And I do have the answers for you.
Well, Kate, you know, if Landon can't be there, you are the best pinch hitter I can imagine.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, good morning to you. Futures suggesting a flat to lower open on Wall Street. Crude oil prices are flat. Later this morning, the Energy Department report will be out on crude supply for last week. Streaming website Hulu landing a multi-year deal for a bunch of Disney films. These include Mulan and Pocahontas. Actually, Disney is splitting its movie library across multiple services, including Netflix. Got an Amazon gift card? You may have yourself a deal. Tomorrow, Amazon will have its first ever digital day, discounting more than 1,000 movies, TV shows, and games, as well as content subscriptions. And Lyft has a list of the most visited locations by passengers. These include Nashville's Acme Feed and Seed as the most visited restaurant in the country, while the Abbey in Los Angeles is the most visited bar. Lyft's most visited hotel, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And banks are extending credit to U.S. shale drillers for the first time in 2 years as an oil price ramp up. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in 1 day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at CascadesDental.com.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, gone is an accident at Constitution Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. However, another one at Georgia Avenue at Piney Branch Road. Police on the scene of this one. Route 50 eastbound just beyond Davisonville Road, a crash on the right shoulder. Eastbound 66 at the Key Bridge, a crash on the shoulder with police on the scene. And the outer loop of Capitol Beltway, the on-ramp from the George Washington Parkway, there's an accident on the shoulder. And yes, police are there as well. This report brought to you by American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather and a wet morning coming in as the mild air will win out. West and north winter weather advisories. Any rain around here, the district this morning will end. Breaks the sun later. Gusty winds 52. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:56.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years' experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Ready to make a real difference in 2017? A degree in cybersecurity can help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2017. Classes start January 2nd with innovative and career-focused cybersecurity degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on-site and online. Let Stratford's best-in-class IT faculty bring you the latest cybersecurity breakthroughs and solutions to help you succeed in today's most sought-after field. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your master's degree in cybersecurity or bachelor's degree with cybersecurity focus. Register today at stratford.edu/cybernow. That's stratford.edu/cybernow, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 cyber scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete details at stratford.edu/cybernow. stratford.edu/cybernow.
Coming up, John Kerry's speech about Israel yesterday has people outraged. We'll speak with Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard, and then we'll check in with Jake